Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after the show, our podcast will go up. So if you've missed any of today's show, just check out the pod. So search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And then follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your pods, and you will see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Rob, at the bottom of the hour, Joel Corey, who's a former NFL agent, now an analyst for CBS Sports. So we could talk to him about all of this free agency, maybe Saquon Barkley, running backs, things like that. So keep it locked for Joel Corey in about 30 minutes. Rob, let's go back to basketball. And I'm watching the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers right now. And Boston is up 76-67 with about 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, Rob. And the Celtics are just running roughshod over the league right now. They've won 11 straight games, and they've got the best record in the NBA by far. They're 8 games in front of second-place Milwaukee, and they're, six games in front of the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are the leaders in the Western Conference. So they're running away with this thing. They're on pace to win about 66 games. And Rob, here's the other thing that's interesting about this Celtics team. They are one of 5 teams, or they've got the 5th highest point differential in NBA history. They're winning their games by an average of 11.4 points a game. They're the only team in the league that's winning by an average of more than 8 points a game. And all the teams, Rob, above them. So the teams that have won by 11 points or more on average won championships. The Lakers in 72, that was, of course, Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, and crew. Gail Goodrich, I think, was with that team. And the 71 Bucks of Luau Cinder, now, of course, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Oscar Robertson. The 96 Bulls, of course, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman. And the 2017 Warriors, Rob, with not just Steph, Clay, and Draymond, but, of course, Kevin Durant. They all won championships by winning games by 11 points or more, and the Celtics are joining that group. We'll see if they can win the championship. There's a good article, Rob, written in The Athletic by John Hollinger, former ESPN writer who, you know, was the GM for a moment, worked in the front office for a moment with the Memphis Grizzlies for several years, actually.
Right.
Now writing for The Athletic. But he says, Rob, that the Celtics this year's Celtics are in a class with the Warriors of 2017. And he's basing it, his thing was analytics, Rob. And these Celtics, Rob, have the highest offensive rating in the history of the NBA by more than 2 points as far as a rating. But here's the deal, Rob, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The five highest offensive ratings in the history of the league are this season. It's because of the three-pointer.
Thank you, Chris. And that's where you pour water on this. And I'm not – John is a basketball guy, knows more than I know.
And he's straight analytics.
I mean, exactly. You know, that's what you and the point you just brought up is perfect because it's just a different game. We talk about all the time, easier to score than ever before, Chris. The three-point shot has made a difference. I'll say this. Somebody do the analytics or the numbers on it to say how many games, Chris, have been blowouts of 15 points or more in the NBA than ever before. Like just the nature of making and missing threes. Right. Like I don't know what it is. I could be wrong, but do you know what I'm saying? Like that's part of it. They've won games by 50. They've won games by 30. Like when you start adding those games up and then you do an average, yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
There are way more of those games than I ever remember. I'm sure there were blowouts in the day. I'm not trying to say there were never blowouts, but my God, the Warriors on Sunday or whatever, what day was that? Sunday?
52 points Sunday.
What was that, Chris? Was that was an NBA game?
No, it's I mean, you're right. And it's interesting, Rob, because he talked about it. The Warriors shoot more the Celtics shoot more three-pointers than any team in the league, and they're in the top five in percentage. And he says the great thing about this team, at least why they're running through the league, is because they've got five guys on the court. Their rotation of eight players, they all eight players can shoot the three. So they spread the floor like crazy. They're shooting threes at a high percentage, almost 39%. And they're spreading the floor, so they're driving lanes for them. And so they're like top five in the league in two-point percentage, too, as far as percentage of their two-pointers they make. And I've said it, Rob, the thing I'm wondering about with them is if the threes go cold, and we know in the playoffs they let you play a little more, what will happen to the Celtics? And we'll see. We'll find out. But I think here's the question, Rob. Why, like when the Warriors in 2017 were running through the league, or even 2016 when they won 73 games, didn't win the championship, but when they were running through the league in the regular season, we felt like, oh my gosh, this is unbelievable what we're watching. Why don't we feel that way with the Celtics? My theory is this, because we've seen, even though they're young, we've seen their core of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown fail too many times in the playoffs.
Right.
Until they get it done, we're going to be skeptical. I'm not saying they can't win it this year. I'm just saying that's why we're not all like, oh my gosh, this is incredible.
Yeah, we're it's ingrained. It's definitely ingrained where you like, I was buying into the Celtics for the last couple of years and nothing's happened. So I'm not going to buy in. I'll wait. And when they get over that hump, if they can finish the job, which yep. There's no guarantee they can even finish the job. They could do everything that they have done, Chris, come out of the East and lose to Denver in the finals.
Absolutely.
Like that's what could happen.
Yeah, and they play Denver Thursday, and let's hope that all the stars play. But I can't wait to see that one. I think it's going to be a really good barometer as to where, you know,
I hope
the Celtics
so. We're
really
in March
are.
Now. It's, you know, the playoffs are next month.
Yep. But, no, I agree. I think that's why, Rob, we're like, okay, they look good. And they're shooting jump. Now, what was interesting in the article, too, Rob, is he brought up how with the Warriors in their heyday, you really had two guys who were bombs away from three. Steph and Klay. Draymond, we know, didn't shoot a lot of threes. Kevin Durant, for as great of a shooter as he is, doesn't shoot a lot of threes. I would say doesn't shoot enough threes. I mean, and I get that a player has to have his rhythm. And if your shot is that 17-footer from the elbow area, or, you know, that's where you're most comfortable, hey, and you're as good and successful as Kevin Durant, do you, baby. Don't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right, right.
But I will say this, Rob, in the offseason, you got time to work on your three. And especially by this point in his career, I'm just going to call it like it is. He should be shooting more threes, and if he doesn't feel the rhythm enough to do it, that's his fault. Rob, Kevin Durant takes 5 threes a game.
And especially, Chris, he's playing in this era where he could have evolved instead of just settling for what is comfortable for him. And who knows, and I'm just – if he took a couple more threes – when he stepped on the line against the Bucks, they might have been up by 3. You know what I mean? Like because he
right.
had made a...
Or
like,
he might have been more comfortable in that spot where he doesn't get his foot on the line.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like I know that I'm just being...
Right. But no, but honestly, I think there's a little truth there. Rob, he's shooting 42% from 3. That's incredible.
And all you got to do is mix in maybe, Chris, right? He's just shooting 5. Give me 8. Can you shoot
that's
8?
That's all I'm asking for.
So instead of
there any
just
good
move
shooters
back,
in the
just
league
move
today
back on 3 of those shots that you
yep.
take. Just move
any
back.
Good shooters in the league today, Rob, they shooting 8. Jason Tatum shooting 8.
That's what Steph I'm saying. I don't want 10, him to shoot 12. 11.
Luka's at 10.
Right? 8 is good.
Yeah. I mean, LeBron James, I know LeBron's up here somewhere. LeBron's only shooting 5.4. That's still more than Durant. But he's even shooting more. So, but the point is that great team. So Durant was killing you in the mid range. Draymond was playmaking, not shooting threes. And then they generally had a big in there as that fifth guy, and he wasn't shooting threes. And so you really only had Steph and Klay shooting threes. And so the floor wasn't as spread out. And so it was tougher to guard. Or easier to guard you. Rob, we talked about how it's easier to score today.
It just is.
There are people around the NBA now saying it's almost impossible to defend. Because the floor is so spread out. And if I can't hand check you, these guys handle the ball so well. And even if you don't handle it incredibly well, it's still... You've got the advantage to beat your guy off the dribble when the ball's moving. And so it's tough to guard the Celtics, and it's tough to guard in the NBA today when you got to get out there to 23 feet and try to keep the man in front of you. And if he drives and they double, then you just kick it to the open man. And so it's going to be interesting, Rob, to see what the NBA, do they do anything? I mean, I got to be honest, and you know we both been critical of analytics, but we've never said it's not important and it's not valuable.
Right.
But and I will say this, in basketball, and really, Rob, we could kind of say it in baseball, the switch was smart strategically, right? But it just took away from the excitement of the game.
Right.
And right now in basketball, Rob, in the NBA, teams are so smart offensively. They're, for the most part, there's still some mid-range shooting. But they are shooting threes, or they are in the paint, or they're getting fouled and going to the free throw line. Those are the three most efficient ways to score the basketball. And teams are focused on those. And with the floor spread out, it's easy to either get a three or get a paint shot and drive and get a paint shot or get fouled. And that's why the scoring is up so high and it's hard to defend these guys. And it'll be interesting. Does the NBA want to stay with this, Rob? Or does it get to a point where they say, we got to kind of, you know,
get this under control.
I know I saw that comment by Joe Dumars, right, saying that they had to take a, they're going to take a look at it, Chris.
Yeah.
Because I think that they need to take a look at, we don't want to go back to the early 2000s.
No, that's
not what we're talking about.
As we talk about the old days, we do not want 70, 80, 90
Nobody wants that.
Games. No.
But nobody wants 160 every night. Like that.
Yeah.
There's got to be a happy medium somewhere.
Right.
And you got to be fair to the defenders.
Right.
That they have a shot. They have no shot of stopping anybody.
It's like baseball, right? We don't want softball.
We don't want softball.
Want 15 to 13
and we saw
regularly?
Softball. It was a strikeout or a home run for a while, and now that's changed. And what happened? Attendance went up.
It was good.
Ratings went up. It was good for baseball, the changes that they made. We got base stealing, Chris. We got hit and run. We got balls going through the hole in the infield. That's what we want.
This is the thing, Rob. If the Celtics win this year, doing it the way they do, I mean, almost half their shots are threes. Then what? Everybody's, of course, is going to copy them. Everybody's going to copy them. And then in 5 years, man, it's just going to be, teams going to be shooting 50 and 60 threes a game. And so it's interesting. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Do you believe in these Celtics? I mean, they're running over the league. They're destroyed. They've pulled away now from Cleveland. And so they are up now by almost 20 points, 87-71, 16-point lead. Are you a believer in the Boston Celtics and the way they do it? Bombs away from three-point land. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to win. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com, 877-99 on Fox. Are you a believer in the Boston Celtics as far as winning first the East and then the whole championship? I know that's not, you know, I don't know if many people will say they definitely going to win the championship because Denver's legit. But how much do you believe in these Celtics who are putting on one of the best offense in the history of the NBA? Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Sterling in Ohio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sterling?
Hello. This is Stanley. Hey, listen, I really like listening to you guys. You know what I'm saying every night.
Thank you,
man. We appreciate that.
Yes, Chris and I take that for granted.
Hey, let me get to a couple things here. I think Milwaukee's probably – I like Milwaukee. I don't believe in Boston. Okay. Let me get to an idea. You're talking about changing the game a little bit. Chris, you did like my idea earlier. Make the two-point line effective on it the last 2 minutes of each quarter. You didn't like that. Hey, now listen. I got a better idea. I think it's better. Make every dunk worth 3 points. 2 shots on the foul. Think what that would do to the game.
Well, everybody would be trying to dunk.
Hey, now what?
It would be exciting.
Would you like that?
Yeah, the only problem is would be a lot of stoppages of play because of fouls at the basket, Chris.
Right.
You know, like you won't have any.
Well, and you basically making everything worth 3 points.
Right.
You would have no mid-range jump shots anymore. None.
Nobody would take it too. If I got a 3-4 dunk, I'm
exactly.
going.
Exactly. I'm either
and
shooting
I, and
the
if
three
I even drive to the basket, Chris, I'm not going to lay it up on the glass. I'm going to dunk it.
Right. I think that's what he's thinking. Like, wow, can you imagine the excitement? But you're going to get dudes hurt too. It would just be kind of, it'd be wild. It'd be
Yeah, it's a little extreme.
Yeah.
Saul in Connecticut. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Saul?
Saul.
How about Joe?
Wait a minute. These aren't Rob G. What?
I apologize for my partner, Rob. He can't read the names right.
What,
now.
Chris? I can't read. Now wait a minute. Saul and Joe aren't close. Okay, it ain't like I'm botching. Anyway, Joe, are you in Connecticut?
In Connecticut, a UConn Husky and a Celtics fan.
Okay.
Appreciate
all right, so what you got?
Go ahead, Joe.
Enjoy listening to you guys. I was only going to say, in terms of Tatum and Brown, I think they reduced their turnovers from the prior year. I think they're playing smarter. They're not trying to dribble through doubles. I think they're just playing more intelligent basketball. So it's not just about the threes. I think they're maturing. And I think the Holiday smart switch is, I think, a huge boost. Holiday
yep.
is just a calming, consistent pro.
Which I wasn't sure about.
He's
I thought Smart had a bigger role in that team. I was a little when they gave up on Smart.
Smart was
like
good
a glue guy,
but,
Chris,
but
not a
Holiday
better player.
Really,
yeah.
Holiday.
If I'm going to war, I want Smart. I mean, I love Smart's intensity and
right.
he brings so much. But I think they're a better offensive team, and you know, with Holiday, and they're still a really good defensive team.
Oh yeah,
I think
second
I
best
think
in
JT,
the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think they just – I think those moves, I questioned them because I love Smart, but I think the Celtics are a better team than last year, and I guess I'm bullish on the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Nah, look, man, they look great right now.
And, Chris, a lot of people were questioning that, giving up Smart,
yeah.
just as far as continuity, chemistry, and what he brought to the team. You know what I mean? Like, they're guys like that, but they haven't missed a beat. They're better. Ennis. In New York, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ennis? Ennis in Corona, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ennis?
Nah, it's all right, man. I'm from New York. You know what I'm saying? Rob, PS179, represent.
Chris, PS1. What do you know about PS179?
Can y'all get a historical figure for these schools?
No, we got two. Hey, Ennis, tell them we got too many schools. We can't name. There ain't enough
There's
people.
There's a lot of heroes out there you could name them after.
Yeah, and you know what? The birthplace of Michael Jordan was in Brooklyn, New York, not far from where I grew up and was born and raised. So that's what we represent.
Guess what?
Michael Jordan, North Carolina. Man,
no,
stop.
No. He was Michael Jordan.
I know where he was born.
Can we claim Steph Curry in Akron because he was born in Akron, Ohio?
Chris, Michael Jordan and Mike Tyson were born in the same hospital in Brooklyn.
Yeah, And Chris can't, you know, Chris, I like you a lot. I love Rob. I like you a lot, Chris. But you're the guy that claims, like, every other city you like.
Well, I moved around a bit. I was a traveling man, and I made a lot of stops all over the world. Who's that, Rob?
Who is that?
Ricky Nelson, right?
Ricky Nelson. Very nice. Ricky Nelson.
And, Anyway, great show as always, guys. I won't stay on the line long. I think Boston's definitely better this year, but depending on the matchup that they get, I don't think anybody's beating Denver in seven games. But if they played a team like the Clippers, for example, the Clippers have the wings, and the Clippers have two guys who are better at what Boston's two best players are best at. Kawhi and Paul George are better than any combination of any two wings on Boston's team. So if the Clippers got to the Western Conference, if the Clippers get to the NBA Finals against the Boston Celtics, I don't think the Celtics are going to beat them. They're still too young. They're not good enough. And the last thing
at some
thing
point, man,
they're
going to have to get over
right.
The hump.
And the other thing that somebody brought up, Chris, is the turnovers. And I don't know where they are this year, but in the postseason, it was a problem.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, teams, I'm about to look up where they rank in turnovers. Obviously, that couple years ago when they played Golden State, Jason Tatum had the real turnover issues.
Yeah, no, that was sloppy,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we got our man Joel Corey, former NFL agent, around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Kevin Wired. Have a good night. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, former NFL agent, now a CBS Sports analyst. We welcome in Joel Corey. Joel, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are great, man. We're great. We're glad to speak with you. So let's start with Saquon Barkley and really running backs in general. There are, you know, Josh Jacobs and Saquon and Derrick Henry, a lot of free agent running backs out there available. Some are even saying the best running back market ever. Are they going to get paid like a Saquon? What do you think he's going to get? I unfortunately think it could be somewhere around $6-7 million a year. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's not good conditions for the running backs from a simple economic equation that you have supply exceeding demand. The market was terrible last year. I know Jonathan Taylor got paid. The three guys who were franchised, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, didn't perform as well as they did. To get franchised, I don't know if it's going to be as low as 6 or 7, but I don't know if anybody gets $10 million per year. Saquon turned down more than that last year, but the conditions aren't favorable for running backs generally.
Let me go to Caleb Williams. Where are you? Where do you have him ranked? And I'm a believer. Chris and I talk about this all the time. Chicago Bears haven't had a franchise quarterback since Sid Luckman in the 50s. Can they really afford to pass up on Caleb? And to me, since there's a debate about keeping Justin Fields, that tells me that you should move off of him. Because if you really knew what you had, you got to watch him for 4 years, there would be no debate if you knew he was your guy. Where are you on the Caleb Williams?
Yeah, if you knew that Justin Fields was your guy, you'd be auctioning off the first pick to the highest bidder like you did last year. But Caleb, you go with him for a couple of reasons. One, if you stayed with Fields, then you got to pick up the fifth-year option. Then you got to probably pay him. You're going to have a cost-contained quarterback for a minimum of 3 years. He won't be eligible until a new contract, until that'll be 2027. So you can build out a team around him, amass more talent, because that's the best time to improve your roster when you have a quarterback on a rookie contract. So to me, it's trade Justin Fields, and you're going to draft Caleb Williams, as you said. They haven't had a franchise quarterback in forever.
What do you see happening with Russell Wilson? I mean, a team can really get him for about $1 million because he's still getting paid from Denver. So where do you think is the best fit, and where do you think, you know, what teams you think will really be interested in
him? Yeah, there's one really interesting thing about Russell Wilson, that he was under contract through the 2023 season when they traded for him for $51 million. Had they done nothing, he'd be walking away.
Yep.
He'd be walking away will not have all this dead money, the 85.5 over 2 years. He's getting $73 million more than he would have made by playing out his contract, so more power to him. Since he's got the $39 million fully guaranteed coming from the Broncos and the guarantee as an offset, he's not going to do them any favors. He's going to play for his league minimum, most likely, of $1.21 million. It's going to be some dominoes that may need to fall to determine where he goes. The Raiders are on a short list. They need a quarterback. That's in the division. That could be one team. Let's say Kirk Cousins leaves Minnesota and goes someplace else. They need a quarterback. They may draft one, but he could be a bridge quarterback. The Steelers, he'd be an upgrade there. He'd be an upgrade in New England. Playing for league minimum is going to make him attractive for a lot of people, assuming he's willing to do that.
Well, the whole Sean Payton and Russell Wilson, it just seems personal. Like for a team to do what they did, to eat $85 million just to get rid of a guy without any real backup plan or quarterback, that team had a lot of issues. It was not just Russell Wilson. They gave up a 70-piece. The defense went from 7th to 26th or 28th or whatever it was. There were a lot of issues there. It looked like they had quit on Sean Payton at one point in the season. Then it got turned around. Where are you on this? It just feels like it's more than just – because it's not just his numbers. He had the sixth best quarterback rating, passer rating in the league. And I'm not saying he was MVP candidate, but it seemed like everything was dumped on his plate.
Yeah, well, when you bring in a coach with that type of quote-unquote cachet, then – He's going to want his own guy, and Russell obviously wasn't his cup of tea. It did seem kind of personal with the comments he was first making during the offseason.
Yes.
Given the start that they had, I thought that he was going to get benched at the bye week, but they started winning a couple of games, and that threw a monkey wrench in those plans. And the reason I thought that was they eventually did it was you weren't going to have him on the field and risk him getting hurt. And then you're on the hook for $37 million in 2025. So he was getting benched at some point, regardless if they were going to move on. The asking to move the guarantee, that was a little unnecessary because he was never going to do that. And kind of tying that to, well, if you don't do it, we may bench you. That was unnecessary to me, but it doesn't surprise me in the NFL.
Last thing, Dak Prescott obviously could get an extension with the Cowboys. Jerry Jones kind of talking tough, like, hey, we don't need to do it. Dak, I think, has all the leverage. How do you think this plays out? I mean, Rob thinks they should just move on from Dak. I don't. I think they should keep him. How do you think it plays out?
I think Dak gets an extension. He becomes the highest paid player in the league, possibly at $60 million per year. What I would like to see Dak do is pull something out of Russell Wilson's old playbook, tell Jerry that we have to get a deal done by X date. It's going to be this number. If we don't, I'm not playing here after this season. We're never negotiating again. Stick a gun to his head and see what happens. I don't think he'll do that. I'd like
now
to
that
see
didn't
Dak
work
do
out for Russ. That's when Russ's problems began.
It worked out in 2019 because he got his contract before the offseason workout program started. They ultimately traded him.
Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah.
Jerry, anyway, amongst NFL owners, is pushover Page anyway. I mean, he always caved.
He would fall for it.
Oh, he caved Ezekiel in his holdout, which I knew was going to happen because he didn't want to have Emmitt Smith part two. So he paid the running back 2 years early, and then the running back declined precipitously after he got paid.
Before you go, and we got about 45 seconds if you can do it in this time, we start off talking about the running backs and how, you know, they're not really getting any money. What can be done? Should the players do something for the running backs? Because the running backs, as you know, they're in the unique position of basically their best seasons are their first 5 years in the league or so. And by the time they're available to make big money, they're, you know, about to be washed in teams' eyes, right? When they hit 27 or whatever. So do you think the players should try to stand up for the running backs and maybe make it a unique situation for them? Or do you think the running backs are just stuck and there's really nothing that can be done about their situation?
Oh, other positions aren't going to help running backs out like that. They're SOL. What you needed is for San Francisco to win a Super Bowl or back-to-back Super Bowls with the highest-paid running back in the league, Christian McCaffrey. That didn't happen. You had a team winner for seventh-round running back. Running backs, mama don't let your babies go to play running back. Play some other position. Don't play running back. Be a receiver.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
That's great advice.
Joel, great stuff, man. We appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. And in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. Same thing in business. And at Tractor Supply, they not only have the right workers, but they also bring hustle and heart. And that's what sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Also, starting on Monday, you can pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com, where listeners can compete with our host for bragging rights to see who has the better tournament bracket. Rob, the Boston Celtics' 11-game win streak is over.
Wow.
They were up 16 points to start the fourth quarter.
What happened, Lucy? Wow.
They got outscored 34-17 in the fourth. And lost 105-104 to a Cleveland Cavaliers team that did not have Donovan Mitchell, their best player.
It's crazy, Chris. We've seen kind of that happened to the Clippers the other night, didn't it?
Yeah,
well, they were on the road, but still, Milwaukee didn't have Giannis. You know what I mean?
Remember, the Lakers beat Boston without AD and LeBron in Boston.
That's right.
About a month ago or three weeks ago?
Yep, I remember that game. I watched that. I remember that.
I don't know. I'm not saying this is a fact because I would have to really look back at all the games. But you wonder, and this might be different just because they were up big, so I can't – it's probably not the case. But do the Celtics kind of relax? You know, LeBron and AD are out.
Chris, it's human nature, I think. You know that. Take your foot off the gas. You think, who's not playing? Oh, man, are you kidding? Like, this is like, all we got to do is go out there and play, and you get your feelings hurt. We've seen it happen.
Yep. And I look, you know how it is. 82 games, all right? It's one game. They were going to lose. This might be good for them heading into that game Thursday with Denver, Rob. That's a huge one. I really am looking forward to that. I know the regular season is a regular season. I know these teams only play twice, so it's not going to be the end-all, be-all.
You want to see
how they measure up, because I agree. Like, Boston is, I mean, clearly, at least right now, they're the class of the East. Now, if Joel Embiid comes back to Philly and they get him before the playoffs and he's really playing well, could they make some noise? Maybe. if he's healthy, you know, like really fully 100% healthy. Obviously, Milwaukee, they're just going to have to be dealt with. I mean, I don't care what you say. They still have Giannis. They still have Dame Lillard. They're going to have to be beaten. But, Rob, if Boston, right now, I mean, I like Denver over the Celtics right now.
So
now,
do I.
That's why I'm looking forward to seeing what happens Thursday. You know, can the Celtics, you know, put something on them?
Because, Chris, the big thing with Denver, and I think we hear people say it, is you could beat them a game or two. I'm just not sure if you could beat them four times like that.
Yeah.
Like that, that's really, and you know, that's the NBA. Like, if it was single game elimination, would Michael Jordan be 6-0? I don't know. He might have lost two.
Yeah, I mean, he might have lost a few. He might have won some that he didn't lose. You know what I mean?
Right.
That he didn't win. But, yeah, and that's why, and we were talking about the Lakers earlier to start the show. I get, and I stated, other than Denver, like, I don't think there's anybody they should be the overwhelming underdogs against in the West. But the problem with being in the play-in, Rob, is as you just said, like, anything can happen in a one and done or two. It's not a total.
You could have a bad
done.
Night. AD
right.
could just or, have a bad night.
Well, we just saw it, right? With the Cavs and the Celtics. I mean, anything can happen in one game. I mean, heck, if you're playing Golden State, Steph and Klay couldn't get hot one night
or and shoot the lights
Dallas,
out, right?
Luke
and
Kyrie
beat you.
Couldn't
yep.
go off. Yeah. I mean, and with their age. In a one-game situation, could LeBron or AD be banged up? If they play even, could they be less than 100%? We know their injury history. And so it's just too many variables in a one-game scenario. You don't really want to be in that. So, I think they'd like to get out of the play-in. But I think ultimately, Rob, they just like to avoid Denver. And yep. I'm sure they feel good about their chance against anybody else in the West.
I'm sure. I mean, you got to feel that way. We'll see how it plays out. It's just weird to me that those guys are healthy. They're both having really good seasons. Chris, you voted for AD for All-Star, right?
First team.
Yeah, and they're still in ninth place, right. And I get it. A lot of teams are jammed up, but they've been in like ninth the whole season.
Well, that's the thing. And Golden State, too. They both have been hot other than Golden State. You know, they got blasted the other night, but they both have played well but haven't moved up at all because the West, the top teams in the West are all winning. So, all right, iCouple, we out. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.